You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the UK Labour Party won their election in a landslide result, giving the Tories their lowest election result ever. I spoke to University of Auckland Global Studies lecturer Chris Ogden about these results, including what led to them and what is expected to change in the UK. Can you start by explaining what the final UK election results were?
So the final result was a huge landslide for the Labour Party.
And why do you think that result turned out the way it did?
I think a lot of it's got to do with what's happened over the last 14 years. So decades of austerity, Brexit, the bad handling of Brexit, the bad handling of COVID, and the general kind of air of corruption around the government, but also an air of people have had enough.
UK Labour actually got less votes in 2024 than they did in 2019. Is that a sign people dislike the Tories more than they like Labour?
So this is a really good point. So some people have called the result a loveless landslide, that actually it was more about getting the Tories out rather than enjoying or liking Labour policies.
You mentioned some of the things that people disliked about the Tories, like the handling of Brexit, the handling of COVID and potential corruption. Could you elaborate on these things a bit more?
So austerity meant gigantic cuts across all major ministries. You're talking like cuts 40, 50% cumulatively over 14 years. Brexit was promised as a kind of opening up or a kind of new dawn for Britain. But in every single industry, it's made things more expensive. There are a few people coming to Britain. There are kind of crises like emanating from that. And then on top of that, with the handling of COVID, I think the major thing there was just the scandals surrounding the Prime Minister at the time, having parties whilst everybody else was in lockdown, but also the huge numbers of people who died, so upwards of 150,000 people.
And what changes can we expect from the incoming government?
So this is another fascinating thing about the result, which is they've come in at an extremely difficult time. So it looks as though the health service is crumbling under massive waiting lists. There's not enough recruitment. There are scandals concerning water quality. So 90% of all freshwater sources are polluted. Prisons are meant to be cracking. There's underinvestment. And they've promised when they've come in that they won't increase taxes. And they'll try not to increase spending. So it's an extremely difficult situation.
Could there be any changes in areas like Brexit policy?
So interestingly, Starmer, the new Prime Minister, has said that he thinks in his lifetime there will be no return to Europe. Now, it's unclear what exactly that means. It might mean possibly a lighter kind of economic re-entry, but certainly a return to where Britain was 10 years ago, I think, is completely unlikely.
And do you think there could be any wildcard policies introduced? Like, I know there was some discussion about Starmer supporting lowering the voting age to 16.
Yeah, I think that one can definitely happen. Starmer's an interesting character. If you look back, he's supported things in the past that he no longer apparently supports. So things such as proportional representation, very keen on that. No longer keen on that because he's just won by a landslide. The hope is that maybe those radical elements were maybe downplayed during the campaign and can truly come out. And I would suggest that that's what Britain needs to kind of find a better, brighter future for people.
There was also a few independents elected, notably Jeremy Corbyn. Do you think this could have any impact on the government's policies?
I don't think directly. I think the biggest thing there is that there's a greater plurality now within the parliament. So it's not just Corbyn and other independents, but there's four Green MPs. There's four MPs from Reform, who are basically a far-right party. And the big two parties only got 57% of the major vote. So I think maybe there's a deeper change happening politically, and hopefully that will make debate more vibrant.
And New Zealand is very used to the MMP system now, where minor parties can have more of a say. Is that the case in the UK, or are minor parties still pretty much ignored?
So minor parties can definitely be part of the debate, but it's still a first-past-the-post system. So if you win the most in a constituency, which is like an area where people are voting for a specific person, you win. That's it. So again, the top two parties, Labour and the Conservatives, got 57% of the votes. The Reform Party, I think they got 11%, but they only won four seats versus, say, Labour, that got like three times as much votes, but actually ended up, I don't know what the mass would be, 100 times more in terms of the seats. So I think in time there should be more pressure for it making it more representative.
And could this election be a clue for what the results will look like for any other upcoming elections, such as in the US or Canada?
I'm really not very sure. if we look to the result yesterday, say in France, most people thought it was going to be the far right coming in, but actually that led to a massive resurgence of the left. So I think it's very difficult to tell. I would say one thing about the Labour Party in Britain is they're not really that close to their socialist roots as they were. In many ways, they're kind of conservative light. And I think the middle ground's moved more right-wing, and that's where they are. So that's not really that dramatic a change.
Does the UK and then French election result show that, regardless of whether or not it's a swing to the left or the right, that there is a sort of ear for change across the world?
It's possible, but my take on it would be actually it's looking as though things are more volatile. So in Britain, 4 years ago, the Conservatives won their own huge majority. 4 years later, they get completely destroyed. So it's feasible that exactly the same thing could happen to Labour. And also, in many of these seats, the dynamics are extremely marginal. Some people won their seats by 100 votes, 200 votes. So really, it could kind of go any way at any time. So I think there's more uncertainty, particularly when there's more kind of societal pressure.
And lastly, do you think the election result could impact New Zealand's relationship with the UK in any way, or do you think it'll pretty much be business as usual?
I think it's business as usual, but one thing that's definitely going to come out is that the UK is in a bad situation. So in some senses, I would say Britain is more vulnerable to kind of outside negotiations. So maybe it's an opportunity for New Zealand elites to get a better trade deal or have more leverage with the UK in those ways.
That was the University of Auckland's Chris Ogden on the UK election result.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.